bragging on God and his Son. On two occasions, Paul writes these words, "He who boasts, let him boast in the Lord." He does this in 1 Corinthians 1:31 and in 2 Corinthians 10:17. Religion loves to brag about itself and its own accomplishment. Thus, a man who gets religion delights in bragging on himself and all that he's done for the Lord. Just listen to the religious talk. You will soon hear all the wonderful things that they've done. Paul, too, had once been a bragger. He boasted in himself and his religion, that is, until he met the risen Lord Jesus Christ. He then realized that no flesh should glory or boast in his presence, 1 Corinthians 1:29. All of his bragging and self-righteousness and self-effort, he then came to count as a loss, Philippians 3:8, bragging only on the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, Galatians 6:14. Where is boasting then? It is excluded, Romans 3:27. For it is not of works, so that no one can boast, Ephesians 2:9. Even in the area of faith, man attempts to be a bragger. Faith, however, is not a work of man, but a gift from God, Philippians 1:29, Romans 12:3, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. The measure of a man is in his boasting. What do we brag about? Oh, that we may, with Paul, make a lifetime of bragging about God and his Son and the glorious accomplishments of their matchless work.